Thanks so much. Okay. So one of the examples in the Mishnah, Yizayin Beis, Machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel, Beishamai Omrim, Ein Porsin Mitzudos Chayiv Ofes Vidagim, Ela Kadesh Yatsudim Vodyom. You're only allowed to lay a net, a trap, on Erev Shabbos if it could affect the trapping before Shabbos begins. But Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel says that's not a problem, consistent with Beis Hillel's general Shita about putting into motion a process before Shabbos that will result in the Memela performance of a malacha on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Ela b'chdei sheyatsu duvim tomar, minaya da masaya v'achaya. So how do you know when the animal is going to come into the trap? I'm sorry, that's the wrong Tosfos. Tosdi Ramaskal Ein Porsin Mitzudos. Afelgav de Beshabis Nami in Piresh Mitzuda Eino Chayiv Chatos. Says Tosos, even if you were to spread the net on Shabbos itself, you aren't necessarily in violation of Malacha Deraisa. She'eno Yodeya Im Yasin Alav. You don't know whether it's actually going to catch an animal. And if it's not going to catch an animal, then sounds like you're not in violation of any malacha deraisa at all. Mikol makom gazru lifrosh mitzuda. Nevertheless, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed. Sorry. Nevertheless, gazru not to be parish mitzuda on Shabbos midrabanan. De pa'amim asili de chiyuv chatas. Sometimes it will come to malacha deraisa. Kagon shebashas prisaso yilkod. If it actually traps the animal at the time that you put out the net. And since that's the case, and there is such a gzeira, then according to Beis Shammai, you can't even be pares on Erev Shabbos. We'll come back to the details of that in a couple moments. But Hanogeya, where we started with Tzad Chilazon, and the Yerushalmi, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Tosa understood the Yerushalmi as follows. When it came to Tzedas Chilazon, so that was something that wasn't so much Matzoi Bamidbar. That's a kind of trapping that you would never violate a Malacha Deraisa by doing a Shabbos. And that's what the Yerushalmi means when it says that there was no tzeda in the context of chilazon. There was no tzeda by chilazon, and the techashim of the elim was something unique. But fundamentally, the Yerushalmi could agree that if one were to put out a net in such a way that would result in an animal being trapped immediately or thereabouts, we'll talk about the exact parameters according to those, maybe even the Yerushalmi would agree that there would be tzeda. So it doesn't mean, says the Pnei Yeshua, that there's no tzeda at all, as the Karban Eid explains. Rather, there's no tzeda b'chilazon and the like, but the Yerushalmi could have entertained tzeda when it came to other animals. Just parenthetically, two other suggestions to limit the effect of the Yerushalmi to the context of chilazon and the like. There's an Aruch HaShulchan. We'll talk about the application of this halacha probably next time. Aruch HaShulchan suggests that all the Yerushalmi means to say is that a chilazon is a talas. A talas is in the category of Eina B'mino Nisod, which we'll talk about in order to violate, say, the derisa, that could be something that is typically trapped. Talas doesn't fall into that category, therefore it's not, say, the derisa. And there's a Minchas Chinuch, Ostalit, inside, where he thinks that Pshat Yerushalmi is what the Magen Avraham quotes from Marashal. Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yantiv. Simon Tav Tzadi Zayin Siv Katan Vav. Tav Tzadi Zayin Siv Katan Vav quotes a Marashal that there's no Seda Daraisa when it comes to fish. And the Marashal The Ragan Avraham quotes, this is based on a Yerushalmi. Doesn't explain what the Yerushalmi is, what the reference to Yerushalmi is, but the Minchas Kinnach thinks is this Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi that indicates that there's no Tzeda when it comes to Chilazon, that's because the Chilazon is halachically a type of fish, at least as far as the categories of Tzeda go, and therefore not subject to Tzad Daraisa. We don't accept that Lalacha. First, for example, in the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Yates, in his introduction to what constitutes Tzeda Daraisa. So the Rambam just begins, Yud Yates, Hatzad Darish Yaderach Mino, Latsim Zochayev, Kigon, Chayev Ophos, the Dagim. So Lalacha, Makanavar rejects a Marshal, and it's preferred in the Rambam that Tzeda Daraisa could apply to fish. But Minchas Chinuch's suggestion, based on this Marshal, is maybe that is where the Yerushalmi is coming from. Okay, but now let's take a look at Tosus here on Daf Yudzayin Amadeus in its own context. What is Tosus saying about the gather of the malacha of Tzeda Daraisa that it shouldn't apply if you simply put out a net, if the net is not going to result in the trapping or the immediate trapping of an animal? So it sounds like this is bringing us back to our discussion that we had the malacha of Zoreh and the machlokas Rush and Rashi that we discussed, Bava Kamma, Daf Samech, where it's clear in the Gemara in Bava Kamma there, at least in the context of Zoreh, that Zoreh Ayde Grama is a malacha deraisa. So you throw into the wind, there's a separation affected by the wind, even though you're not doing a maisa per se of Zoreh, it's the wind doing it, but that's still a malacha deraisa. That is Malachas Machshavas L'Chumra. We saw Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Is that unique to Zoreh? Like the Rashi, that's the definition of Zoreh is throwing it into the wind, and that's how you perform the Malacha Daraisa of Zoreh, but not to be not a binyanah for any other Malacha. Or the way Rashi understands over there, that nope, the Gemara is indicating a Kol HaShabbos Kula Halacha, that you could have Malachas Machshavas L'Chumra. So if something's done, even Ayidei Grama, but that is Niskai Machshavas, so Malachas Machshavas L'Chumra could result in a Malacha D'Araisa. So, potentially, that may be at play when it comes to Tzad as well. If I'm putting out a net, and then the animal gets trapped in the net later, that may be an act of Grama, but is that a Grama that is part of the definition of the malacha, or a grama that is niskai machshavaso, that could result in a chiyuv? So Tosus at face value is saying, no, that's not the case. That if you are poresh a mitsuda, and it's not going to trap it immediately, maybe that's not a malacha daraisa. The lashon is eno. Does that mean if you do know that it'll be tzad, even if it'll be tzad 5 hours later, that is malacha deraisa? Or you're only chayiv if it actually is tzad immediately, if it actually traps it immediately? Eino yodeya im yatsed im lav. You don't know if it will be tzad or not. The Tosfos Rashi's lashon is alpha gav di avad la b'shabbos lama chayiv chatas. De'eno tzad bi'adayim. That sounds like even if you know it'll be trapped 2 minutes later, but you haven't done an act of tzeda. Act of tzeda would be that you're catching the animal in your hands. That would be the most obvious and extreme act of tzeda. But simply putting it, and maybe even locking a door and confining an animal would be an act of tzeda because there's a maisa. But if you're just putting out a trap, and the animal will be entrapped in the trap, be it a minute later, or an hour later, or 5 hours later, that's not tzad b'yadayim, and it sounds like that's not a malacha daraisa. Yeah?
This is just from the later Lashon of Tosfos, and he says, "Yifalakam gazru lifros ha-metsuda de-pamim ha-di-le-dei fiyu, v'chadat k'gon chef de-shas pri-sasso yil-kom." So that maybe implies more b'yadayim. Unless Rabbi is just going to answer and say that just means that he knows that, you know, it's going to be entrapped at that moment.
Correct. So I agree with both of the points you just made. Meaning, yes, and others, as we'll see, we'll read it the second way. But in Tosfos Rashi, it seems clear that you need to be tzad b'yadayim to create a chiyuv daraisa, anything short of being Tzavi Adayim would only be at best or at worst Rabbanan. And simply putting out a net, even if it's going to trap it a minute later, is not Tzad B'Adayim. Prima Gadim did not read Tosos like that Tosar Rash. Prima Gadim Shin Tazayin Sifkatan Tes Eshel Aram. Eshel Aram Shin Tazayin Sifkatan Tes. He says, Yesh Lomar Da Isser Dilma Yotzod Bishas Prisaso B'makom Shematzo Yichaya B'chorshin. That the Isser would be, so in explaining where the Isser D'Rabbanan comes in, that there's not going to be a Malacha D'Raisa Einu Yodei Yem Yotzod. Mashma that there is an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the Isser D'Rabbanan is because, what's the Atu D'Raisa meaning? If it's the case, as in the Lashon HaTosafot Rosh, Einu Tzad B'Yadayim, that you'll never be chayav for putting out a net, because putting out a net is never going to trap the animal. The putting out of the net itself doesn't trap the animal gets trapped in the net subsequently. So if that's the case, that there's always going to be a delay between you're putting out the net and the trapping, or putting out the net is not a maisa b'yadayim, so what is it seer that we're being gozer atu? When Tosa says, well, you can't put the net out, midrabanan, lest you come to chiyachatas b'shas prisaso yilkov. So what's that b'shas prisaso yilkov? So it could be Shas Pisasa Yilko, it means that, no, there could be a tzir where you actually do entrap the animal in putting out the net. It's all basachas. You have an animal, you're putting out the net, and you're trapping the animal in the net as you're putting it out. So that would be Tzeda B'Yadayim in the Lashon of the Tosafot Rosh. But Prima Gadim doesn't say that. He says, so what is that Doraisa tzir for Tosos? Gami Mashikos V'Tosos V'Einu Yodei Im Yatzod Havada sheyatzod ki yesh harbe chayos v'yavo lechol v'chadome chayev. So if you're putting out a trap in an area where there are many animals, and it's inevitable that the animals are going to come into the net and get trapped, meaning you're putting a trap with food, the animals are going to be attracted by the food, they'll come into the trap and get trapped, then that's a malacha d'oraisa. So even though that's not Tzad B'Yadayim, but if there's an inevitability that they're going to get trapped, even though we would call that Seda Ayudei Grama perhaps, that's still a malacha d'oraisa. If you're in a place where, you don't know, you're putting a net in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue, and there may be a deer that happens to get lost and walk by, or maybe not, then that's not going to be Malacha D'Raisa. But if there's a certain inevitability or strong likelihood that that's going to result in trapping, the fact that there's a delay and the fact that the trapping is not B'Yadayim is not a Minia from a Malacha D'Raisa. The Chazon Ish says a little bit more. Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Vav, Os Aleph, at least in his first possibility, that would be the Lashon. Ubishas Prishaso Hainu calls Manchihi Prusa, Mikri Shas Prishaso. Prisasa. Hainu Shemiskaima Maisa Haprisa. So, if you spread out a net on Shabbos and it's actually going to catch an animal on Shabbos, then that spreading out of the net would be a melacha d'oraisa. And the chiddush of Beis Shammai is that even where that's not inevitable, we still tell you that you can't be pareis a net on Erev Shabbos because maybe you would come to do it on Shabbos in a way that would result in a melacha d'oraisa. Sometimes you could put out a net in a way that will at best be a melacha d'rabbanan because there's no inevitability, there's no traffic of animals that would make it highly likely that it would get trapped. But if you put out a net in a place where, if you put a net in a place where there are many animals and it is likely that it'll get trapped and it traps an animal, that would be a potential melacha d'oraisa. So the Prima Gadim El Chazanish kind of limit the position of Tosas, not in the extreme, like sounds like in the Tosa Rush, that you would almost never be chayef for tzad d'oraisa simply by putting out a net. The way the Prima Gadim and the Chazon Ish understand Tosos, no, if at least it's in a place where there is traffic of animals that could result in the animal being trapped, and it does get trapped, then that could be a melacha d'oraisa, even putting out the trap on Shabbos where there's a delay before it actually traps the animal. Yeah?
Are we saying that there's a chiyuv b'shas spreading the net, or they're not going that far? Kind of like Zaraya, or...
I think for the Prima Gadim, if you spread the net and then it turns out in the end that no animal is trapped,
it seems like you would say that would be a problem still if it's inevitable.
His lashon is where it's vada shayatsa. That's the malacha d'oraisa. So, I was asking, what about if it's vada shayatsa, but in the end something happens and it's not sad? Does that change? Would you say iglai milsa that you weren't? If you put a pot on a flame on Shabbos, and then suddenly the flame goes out and nothing is cooked, have you violated a malacha bishul? I mean, it's pacha that you haven't.
Yeah.
Right. So why? Right. So why would you say? Why would you say differently inside? I mean, you put into like the Ridiya Sabas. You chatei b'shvil shetiska. If you take the pas out, no one's violating a malacha. Then that's probably true. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, okay, there may be another application of Seder where this question of Grama comes up as well. Even the case of Noel Deles, the Aruch HaShulchan presents it in Sif Yud Aleph as Noel Deles also being a form of Grama in Seder Ayde Grama because the animal walked into the house. Now you're closing the door, preventing it from leaving. So that's not an active seda. That seda ide grama, by closing the door, can't leave. Now, one could argue, no, that is what the malacha seda means. Closing the door, confining the animal, is the act of seda. So that's not necessarily bachreach that you would call that grama. But if you don't accept Tosos, or if you minimize the significance of the Tosos, then that is saying that the act of being pares mitsuda may be a form of grama, and yet could result in a chiyuv of tzeda. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Beis, Hamishaleach Klavim Kedei Sheyatsudu Tzvaim V'Arnavim V'Chayotze Behen. So you're sicking your dog on deer and rabbits. Ubarach Hatzvi Mibnei Hakelev. And the deer runs away because of the dog. V'ayahu Rodef Acher Tzvi. And you're running after the deer. Osha'am B'fanav V'Hilo. Or you block its path and you scare it, achigia kalibutvaso, and then the dog comes and grabs it. Harizet tolada satzad v'chayev. That is a malacha deraisa. It's a tolada of tzad. V'chein haosa kedera chazu be'ofos. So where do the Rambam get these siurim from? Says the Magen Mishnah, based on a Gemara on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara on Kuf Vav Amud Beis has the following Tana Rabbanan, about 12 lines before the Mishnah. Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'yashen Chayiv. If you are tzad, a blind or sleeping deer, that's Malacha Deraisa. If it's a lame, elderly, or sick deer, then that's only malacha derabana. Amalei abayilu of Yosef, mashna hani, hani avidi lirabuye, hani lo avidi lirabuye. The difference is, can the animal easily escape? If the animal can't easily escape, isn't going anywhere anyway, so then that's considered to be nitzod v'omi, that's considered that it's already trapped, and you're not doing anything new by further trapping it. So, chiger, zakin, v'chole is pater because it's not in a position to run away anyway, even before you came along. V'atanya chole chayiv. Amar sheshes lo kasha ha b'chole machmas ishta ha b'chole machmas uvzina. So the Gemara says there are different types of choli in animals. Some choli would prevent the animal from running away, some choli would not. So what's this difference between machmas ishta, machmas uptsana? So ishta, Rashi Yuma Kavtesim and Aleph defines as some kind of a fever. So if it's a chola machmas ishta, the way Rashi understands the Gemara over here, that animal could still run away. Chola machmas uptsana, says Rashi, ayefus, but if it's machmas uvsana, that's a type of fatigue. The animal can't run away anyway. It's nitzav omei, so that's only going to be a malacha derabbanan. Says the Magen Mishnah here on the Rambam that Rabbeinu Chanano flipped the Perush HaGemara from Rashi. Perush Rabbeinu Chanano zal uvsana kigon sheyo ayefe machmas kalev. O machmas davar acher, hareza chayiv. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel, ufsana is a case where the animal is worn out from the dog chasing it, but it still is mobile, and therefore, if you're to decide at that point, that would be a malacha deraisa. And the case of ishta is where the animal is immobile. So the Rambam says the Magen Mishnah understood like Rabbeinu Chananel that where you are chasing a dog, where the dog is chasing the deer, then that tires the deer out, but the deer still is able to escape, and then if he is trapped further, that is a melacha d'oraisa. Says the Evan Ozer in Simin Shin Kavches. The Evan Ozer there is discussing the permissibility or the isser of putting a an aluka, a English word, a leak? Leak, right? Right. Putting a leak on an animal to draw blood on, or a person to draw blood on Shabbos. His context is an animal, I think. So putting a leak on an animal to draw blood on Shabbos. So they have another two things. That's an example of Melachas Machshavas L'Chumra. Even though it's Ayideh Grama, you're not doing anything. You're just putting the leak on the animal, and the leak sucks the blood. But if your interest isn't having the blood sucked, that's a kind of Melachas Machshavas L'Chumra that could result in a Melacha D'Oraisa, even though it's Ayideh Grama. And as one of his rayas, he brings this Rambam of Mishaleach Klavim, that even though it's the dog that is doing the hunting and not the person, if the dog is doing it at the owner's behest, then that could result in a malacha d'oraisa, what the Rambam calls a tolada of tzad, even though that is a form of grama. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they point out that the Eben Ozer's reading of the Rambam is not necessarily Bechreach, because what's going on in the Rambam? Mishaleach klavim kadei sheyetzu d'tzvarim v'arnavim v'chayotzi behem. And then the tzvi runs away. Vayahu rodev achar tzvi. But then the human is running after the tzvi. O she'amim v'fana v'hevhilo, or he's scaring the tzvi. Aji yegia kalev v'tafso. So, where he's obey b'fanav, maybe that's an act of tzeda b'yadayim, or at least a contributing act of tzeda b'yadayim. It's not fully ayidei grama. And then, who is the tfaso going on? It's ashigia kelev. Did the dog grab the deer at that point, or did the person grab the deer? I'm sorry?
Let's say it was the person.
If it's the person, then the person's doing the act. What's the simple reading of the Rambam? Aji hakelev utfaso. It's probably that the dog grabbed it, no? Anyone? Disagree?
The Sefari translated as the Chabad at Orch, and the person chases after the deer or stands before it and then frightens it so that the dog can catch it.
Right, I think that's the Pasha of the Rambam. I think the Masifta Gemara is suggesting maybe the person catches it, then that's Tzeda B'Yadayim. But either way, that's the Raya of the Eben Ozer, that maybe this is another example of Tzeda Ayideh Grama that could result in a Melacha D'Oraisa. Okay, just to see how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Beis, Shinta Zayin Beis, Mechaber writes, Atzah Tzvi Yashin Asum Achayev Chigar Chol Azakin Pater, Haga HaMashas Kelev Acher Chayev B'Shabbis Havei Tzeda. Yesh Omer Apachol Asel Asel Beklavim Mishom Moshav Leitzim, if you're just doing it for fun. Says the Magen Avraham, quotes the Rambam, Mashma de'im lo asa ba'atzma maisa pater. Not like the Eben Ozer, that you actually have to do some ma'isa in order to get a melacha d'oraisa. Meaning at some point, even though the kalev is contributing to the end result, But either in the Rambam, you're rodef achar tzvi, or you're omei b'fan of hifilo, even though that alone wouldn't have resulted in the confinement or the entrapment of the animal. But in order to be chayav, there has to be some kind of a malacha d'oraisa. Otherwise, that would not be seida d'oraisa. There has to be some kind of maisa in order to be seida d'oraisa, not like the reading of the Evan Ozer in the Rambam. So it's only Mishas HaKalev. You're only chayav for Mishas HaKalev if there's some kind of maisa involved. Yeah.
So just to clarify, the Ramah and the Evan Ozer say that simply inciting the dog.
The Ramah says nothing. The Ramah just says, all the Ramah says is Mishasa Kalev Akher Chayav Mishav. He doesn't qualify what the Gedarim are.
He says that if you incite the dog, which implies that if you then trap.
I don't think the Magen Avraham is being cholik on the Ramah. I think he's saying that's what the Ramah is based on the din of the Rambam, quoting Kobo. But it's based on the din of the Rambam, and the Rambam he thinks is clear that there has to be a ma'isa idei adam, so he thinks that's what the Rambam means.
But the Evan Ezer would be the Rambam just being simply, or he just himself that's simply inciting the dog, and that
may be enough, even though it's totally idei grama. Correct. Mishabrua in Sivkat and Yud quotes the Magen Avraham, Hainu lo asab asma ma'isa klal. Right, even if you're right, all the Ramah is saying, the Ramah isn't telling you the rights of the Rabbanah, the Ramah is saying that it's usher.
Right.
Even if it's right. Vim asav asma gankin maisa lezek yigon shabarach atzvim en akalev ayayay v'yageya v'lo yirei elokim v'yahu rodev achara v'yisigo akalev ayyidazai v'yisei de gemura. I feel him rock on me before I'm a feel about Shigia Kalavit Faso, began came to Lada de Seda Machayev. So then he adds, Shekain Dara Chatzayad. So if you're running after the animal, you're a partner in this crime, and you're doing something active, that would be a Malacha Darai. So even if you're not doing the whole Malacha yourself, why? The Mishabur says, Shekain Derech Sayadim. Says the Shaar Tzion, Yud Gimel, Hosafti Svar Azu. So he added these three words, Shekain Derech Sayadim, Dilav Hachi, Tikshi Al Rambam, Lama Mechayiv Amid Bifan of Ephilo, Lu Yehei Shaya Adam Soda Tzvi Vu Ephilo Bavadilo Yo Mechayiv Mishim Seda, Bavor Shah Amid Bifilo Tzvi, Venerak Mesayay, let's say the Slavero. V'garmiza enu yachol v'zenu yachol. D'sham osa etzem ha-malacha ma'ashen ken hachad hu rak rama l'zeh v'afil b'rodev efshad de pater. So the Mishabur is bothered, even if you do a ma'isa, like the Magen Avraham says, still, why is that a malacha d'raisa? Isn't that still only grama? Because you're not doing the final act of seder. You're contributing. You're cornering it in a way that the kelev will be able to do the act of Seda, but you're not doing it. It's at worst, or at best, a form of grama. Steve Evan Ozer said, very good. It's ayyidei grama, and that's enough to create a chiyuv. And even the Magen Avraham, who says you have to do a maisa, seems to acknowledge it doesn't have to be the entirety of the act of Seda, just the contributing factor. Aval says, Mishbrua, b'svarasi, nichaksas. But once you say, shekein derech hatzayadim, then you're saying, even if it's ayyidei grama, but this is a kind of malachas machshavas lechumra, where that's the ofen hamalacha, and that's ayim avakama samach linyan zora, that maybe tzad is like zora in that sense, that where that is the ofen hamalacha to be done, ayyidei grama, even if it's not as extreme as zora, because by zora, the only way of doing zora is ayyidei grama. Here you could well do seida shelo ayyidei grama, but because it's the norm, it's derech hatzayadim to do it in this way, so that's a heightened form of grama, or a more serious form of grama, that would create a kind of malachas machshavas l'chumra chiyuv d'oraisa for that act of seder. So again, the case of the Rambam, which the Magen Mishnah says is based on Rabbeinu Chananel's reading of the Gemara and Kufav and Beis, Evan Ozer understood it's a straight grama, and this is an example of grama that creates a chiyuv. The Magen Avraham says it has to be Ayidei Maisa, but the Mishnah points out even the Magen Avraham's Maisa isn't a full Maisa, and still should be considered grama. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekein Derech HaTzayadim, that's the kind of grama that you can be chayav for, because that is the derech of the Malacha. And just take a look while we're here at the Be'er Lacha, Dibra Maskil O Chole. In the middle of the Dibra Maskil, or towards the end, two-thirds in, he says, V'dat. Nistapakti l'Rashi, Disfirle beheaded Ayefus Kazach Chashiv Kenitzot. So we said the Rambam's going like the Ben Chananel, that if an animal is tired, it's not Nitzav Omei. Rashi understood if an animal is tired, it is Nitzav Omei. That's a kind of choli that you're putter on. So the Mishnah says, and it's the Pakti according to Rashi, who says that Ayefus is Nitzav Omei. The Alkein putter Hatzadeu, Acherkach. Echadin, Im Radaf Acher Ezechayev Of, Kidela Sodo, Ajayaseo Ayef. So let's say your intent is to trap the animal. So you're running after the animal to tire him out to such a point that it won't be able to move anymore. So would you say, if you're running after the animal to tire it out, and then it gets tired out, and you leave it there, is that Seda Daraisa? On the one hand, you have now put in a situation where it's not mobile. On the other hand, that's not Derech Seda, because Derech Seda is either to pick it up, to trap it in your hands, or to put it in a confined area. And you're not doing either of those here, you're just leaving it in the street in a tired state. So Mishnah Berurah is specific about that point within Rashi.
Rabbi, why is that different than Noah Delas, where you don't pick it up with your hand, but nonetheless you've made it unable to be, you know...
Because by Noah Delis you have confined it in a... Noah Delis is... The Derech of Seda, he's saying, is to confine an animal.
So it'll
still be a Malacha Derabban. The question is this. The Mishnah's question is this, a Malacha Deraisa. So maybe the definition, we'll talk about this more, maybe the definition involves confining it.
Even though it's immobile and it can't move out of tiredness.
Right. Maybe that's still not the Derech of Seda. Maybe that wouldn't be a Malacha Deraisa. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the sugya beginning on Kufav Amid Aleph onto Kuzayin Amid Aleph. And the two major requirements that emerged, lalacha, from the sugya in order to have Seda Deraisa are, number one, that the animal has to be Vimino Nitzot. That's the Gemara in Kufav Amid Beis and the opening mission in Shemana Shratzim. That animal has to be the type of animal that is typically trapped. And number two, that, at least according to the Chachamim, la'alacha, the animal has to be in such a position that even if you're not grabbing the animal in your hands, but at least you have to be able to get to it, b'shkia achas, in one lunge, in one pounce, in one grabbing. So that second point emerges from a beginning from the Mishnah on Kuvav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has a machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Atzad Sipur Lamigdal V'Tzvil L'Bayis Chai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you are Tzad a bird into a closet, if you're Tzad a deer into a house, that is a Melacha D'Oraisa. And that much Chachamim Ridu. Chachamim Omerim Sipur Lamigdal. So Tzipor Lamigdal is the same. Utzvi Legino lachatzuli bibarin chayiv. According to Chachamim, not only are you chayiv for being tzad a tzvi into a house, you're also chayiv for being tzad a tzvi into a garden, courtyard, pen. Whereas according to Rabbi Huda, if you're tied into Gina Chaser Bibar, that's not a Malacha D'Araisa. Hashem Gamliel Omer Lo Kala Bibar and Shavin. So a Klal Mechusir Tzeda Patur She'ena Mechusir Tzeda is Chayef. Which the Gemara understands that Mechusir Tzeda is a function of can you reach it B'Shchiyah Achas? And in that context, the Gemara distinguishes between a Bibar Gadol and a Bibar Katan, even to the extent that Rishim Gamliel may be modifying the Chachamim, even the Chachamim that say that you're Chayef for being Tzad Asvi Lebibar, that's only if you're Tzad Lebibar Katan, but not to a Bibar Gadol. If you're Tzad to a Bibar Katan, then even if the animal still has some ability, but you can reach it in one swoop, as opposed to a Bibar Gadol, where that is not the case. So what is the machlokas Rabbi Huda and Chachamim? Why does Rabbi Huda disagree? Why does Rabbi Huda say that if you're tzad, even lebibar katan, it sounds like that's not a malacha d'araisa? So what is the point of disagreement between Rabbi Huda and Chachamim? The Bach, here in the beginning of Shin Tes Ayin, picks up on a difficulty with Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah, Dibur Maskel Atzad Tzipor, Ad Shechnisa LeMigdal Chayiv DeZui Tzidasa, that if you're going to bring a bird into a closet, that's a Malacha D'Raisa, that is normal Tzeda of the bird. Aval imechnisa labayis enonisa b'kach. But if you're going to bring the bird into a house, that's not a malacha d'araisa. That's not normal tzeda. Sheyotze lo derech alonos, because the bird can escape. The bird can fly out the window. So it sounds like Rashi is saying the reason, according to Rabbi Huda, tzad sipor labayis is pater, is because it could fly out the window. But sounds like if it couldn't fly out the window, if the windows are locked, closed, then even in a bias, you'd be chayef. So, says the Bach, What seems to emerge from the Gemara on Kuvav HaMebeis is that the relevant point of distinction is whether it's Matila B'Shchiyah Achas or not. That's the Gemara's distinction between Bibur Gadol and Bibur Katan. So, according to that, it should follow that it shouldn't make a difference if the windows are open, the windows are closed. The question is the animal confined in such a way that you could reach it B'Shchiyah Achas? and that would be a function of the relative size of animal to confined area. So why is Rashi stressing whether the windows are open, the windows are closed? Shouldn't the only point of relevance be whether the animal is reachable with shkiyachas or not? That's the Bach's question. And because of that, the Bach suggests that Rashi and the Mishnah is only explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And in point of fact, Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to the distinction between Shkia Achas and the distinction as to whether the animal is catchable by Shkia Achas or not. So according to the Chacham, in order to be Chayef for Tzeda, you have to be able to catch it in one swoop. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not part of the definition of Tzeda. And that could end up resulting in both a Kula or a Chumra. That's what the Mereshes Moshe points out in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, that it's clear when you read the Gemara, you read the Mishnah of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is a relative Kula to the Chachamim, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Malacha D'Oraisa of Tzeda B'Chatzir Gina Bibar. However, what emerges from the Bach, says Mereshes Moshe, is that Rabbi Yehuda also has a chumrah. Let's say you're tzad a bird into a house with locked windows. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're tzad a bird into a house with locked windows. You're chayev, the bird can't run away. According to Chachamim, even if the windows are locked, but if you can't be tofes it b'shkia achas, like the Gemara's example of a tzipor drawer, a free, non-domesticated bird that has a mind of its own and isn't easily reachable. So if you have a tzipor drawer in a house with locked windows, according to Chachamim, you may be pater if you can't be tovis in b'shkiachas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the question is, are the windows open, are the windows locked, can the animal leave? If the animal can't leave, then you're going to be chayiv. According to Chachamim, that's not the be-all and end-all, even if the animal can't leave. But if you can't reach a b'shkiachas, then you're going to be pater. So what's behind that machlokas suggests the Mereshes Moshe that maybe that's a fundamental machlokas as to what is the nature, what is the driving force behind the malacha of Tzeda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the only critical factor is, can the animal leave or not? Then maybe the definition of Tzeda relates to the confinement of an animal. If you are confining an animal, you're removing the animal's freedom of mobility, then that's a malacha d'oraisa of tzeda. If the animal can fly away, then you haven't removed its freedom, you haven't removed its mobility, and that's not going to be a malacha d'oraisa. But according to the Chachamim, maybe there's a different definition of tzeda. Maybe the definition of tzeda is you are putting the animal in a situation where it's under your control. It's mizuman in front of you, it's in your control. And that would be defined based on whether you can reach a b'shkiachas or not. If you can reach it in one lunge, the animal's in your purview, in your control, in your domain. If not, then it's not. So is Seda focused on the confinement of the animal? Is Seda focused on your control, your ability to reach the animal? So that may be, according to the Bach's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that may be what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is in this Machlokas Tanaim. The Mereshes Moshe then points out that not everyone understands that Rashi like the Bach. He points out Pnei Yeshua in Beit HaKaf Dalud is bothered by the same problem and says that Rashi in the Mishnah is not Lemaskana. And wants the Gemara, Rashi's Mefarish the Mishnah at one stage, but once the Gemara comes on to the distinction between Shkia Achas and not, then it doesn't make a difference anymore whether the windows are open or the windows are closed. And in a Hanami, Evan would agree that if you have a house where the windows are closed, but you can't be Tovis Bishri Achas, maybe Evan would agree that there you are still Pater. And then the machlokas has to be more limited. The machlokas of the Chachamim would have to be along the lines of, if you can be tofis in Bishriya Achas, but you still haven't done that Shriya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's still not enough to affect the Malacha Daraisa. It's not enough to just have the ability to reach it in one lunge, you actually have to lunge for it. So if you haven't yet lunged for it, maybe that's not a Malacha Daraisa according to Yehuda, but according to Chachamim, it would be.
That's the Pnei
Yeshua and the Mereshes Moshe. All the Pnei Yeshua says is that Rashi's comment on the Mishnah about the Cholonos is not Lemaskana. Mereshes Moshe says, based on that, that you have to, then the Machlokas of Yehuda Chum is more limited. And his suggestion is that maybe they're just arguing as to whether Shkia Achas itself is enough to make it considered Nitzot V'Omeid to violate a Malacha D'Oraisa. Okay. Now the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, Yashav Echad al Pesach below Milahu, Yashav Sheni Umiluhu, Hasheni Chayev. So one person is standing at the door, he doesn't take up the whole door. Someone else comes and sits next to him, Hasheni Chayev, because the first one hasn't done any Malacha of Tzedah. When the first guy's in front of the door, the animal's free to leave. Yashav Arishon al Pesach Umiluhu. But let's say the first guy does take up the whole wall, the whole entranceway. Uba Sheni v'Yashav Bitzido, and the second guy sits next to him. Alva Bisha Amen Arishon v'Halachlo. Even if the first guy then goes home, Harishon Chayev v'Hasheni Pater. Still, the second guy is Pater. He hasn't done a Malach of Tzedah because he's just perpetuating a status quo, but he didn't do an independent malacha. Hal l'maza dome l'noel es beso l'shomro v'nimsa tzvi shomor b'socho. That's analogous to someone who locks his house in order to protect the house, and after he locks it, he notices that there was a deer in the house. Says Rashi, v'nimsa tzvi, shunitza kvar shabar besocho. It was already there. Kach, alfa pisha amar vishon, ein ze ela kishomer l'tzvi shayla me'asmo. So by analogy, in the case of the two people at the door, where the second guy comes to flank the first guy, even if the first guy leaves, he's just continuing the status quo and didn't do anything to be mechadesh, an act of seder. Asks Tosos, l'maza doma l'nol v'esu l'shama nimsu s'hisham r'socho, v'yam tomar mai ulma hach mehach. If the Mishnah says, this case is analogous to a different case, it must be that the other case is more pasha than this case. Right? There's a bigger chiddush. There's a chiddush in the case of halach l'arishon above and beyond the din of noah's beis l'shama. So Tosafos asks you, what's that added chiddush here? Why is this less obvious than noah's beis l'shama? V'nir l'iva, desalka daitach, debavi yasha b'tzido, litzar mishum, demechsi, delahosa shmir l'sviyuba. The difference is that in the case of Noel Deis l'shamro, so then it's pashut, you haven't done any malacha that you're responsible for. It's pashut that that's mutter. Where the Gemara establishes that the case of halach l'rishon asheni patur is patur u'mutter. So there is pashut. And the chiddush is, in the case of halach l'rishon, you might have thought that there's still an issur d'rabbanan because you're given the appearance that you're adding shmirah by sitting next to the first guy and continuing that status quo. Kamash malah, no, it's no worse than no beis ol shamar benimsa zisham or besalcho, and therefore mutter even lechachila. The Ritva, I don't think fundamentally is different than Tosfos, but he formulates things differently. He asked him Tomar, Mikol Makom ein areisha doma lezeh. This is on Kuvzayim Amud Aleph Dimas Al Chanami Mistabra. The Yishlomer Vim Tomar Mikol Makom ein areisha doma lezeh. Dibereisha ein asheni omed elu lishmor etz tzvi. The doma leno beisul lishmor etz tzvi. Yeshlomer in a chanami, dan al hachi taninan beikra did him domin. Vein lahachem b'zayoser the shmiras tseida mutaris. The shmiras tseida mutaris. We call ikra loksani lenol beisul l'shamer el kadesh tavim min a mashal lezeh. Duration loksani pater mutar k'ba b'seifa shumotul derekol. So the Rav says in a chanami there isn't really a difference between the two cases, and the Mishnah just brings in the case of nolus beiso to be megala that hasheni pater is pater umutter. Meaning, in Svara, the two cases are exactly the same. There's no reason that you would have thought that in the case of Amar Rishon Vaholichlo, it should be any worse than Noel Beis L'Shamro. The Mishnah just brings it in to highlight the fact that that's the case. And pater means pater umutter. And then there's a third case that when the Gemara comes to demonstrate that pater is taka pater umutter, the Gemara in Kusayinim and Aleph begins with the memra of Rabbi Abba, Amr Chibar Ashi, Amr Rav, Nifnasa Lutzi Portachas Kanafav. Let's say you're sitting, minding your own business, and a bird comes and flies under your shirt. You can stay in that position till Shabbos is over. Says Rashi, Yoshev v'mishamro, Cain, ve'eno sarach liftarach lo chalon, de'eno ella shomer. You haven't done an act of tzeda, you're just, once the bird flew into your shirt, you're just perpetuating the status quo. Says the Ritva, Perish v'lo asrino le mid rabbanan, v'mnesha yira ketzad. You might have thought, maybe we should aser that mid rabbanan because it looks like tzad. O mishum gzera shama yatsa l'chachila. But no, we don't say that because no one would think that if a bird flew under your shirt that you did an act of tzad, that you were looking for the bird to be in your shirt. And that's so far-fetched the case anyway, that it wouldn't warrant a gzera shema yasa l'chachil. He points out that there may be an issue of tiltal bali chayim shemuksa, but that's not the topic of our sugya. Okay. Has anyone seen the Rashba and the Ran on this yet? Okay. Did anyone see anything we spoke about till now? Okay, you don't have to answer. So I guess we'll stop for today. Next time, Ritz Hashem, we'll pick up with, there's a very important Rashba here that the Ran takes issue with, which is on the Mar Makomos, as to whether having dual kavanos could result in a chiv or a ptur. So the Rashba here, based on the Rishami, the Ran, the Dapei Rif, the Shilta Giborim on that Rif, then the has an Educhish, figure out what the Kiddush of the Shilta Giborim is, and then we'll talk about further Hagdaros of Tzeda and Ein B'mino Nitzah.